It is not.
Okay. Can I ask when you were born and where you were?
1939. I was born in a small town called Tayport. T-A-Y-P-O-R-T. And that's on the east coast of Scotland. Yeah. I had a population of about 2,500, I guess. Small, like the Hazeltons.
And when did you come to Canada and to... where did you go for when you first arrived?
Okay, when we first, when my husband John, my late husband John Gilchrist, we first came to Canada in 1968, when the school boards across Canada were recruiting teachers in Great Britain, because they didn't have enough graduates of their own to supply to their schools. So quite a number of us British people came over to various points of Canada, and we went to Kingston in Ontario, and we chose that because it was a university town. We were thinking of the future of our own kids and stuff like that. And but we didn't stay there very long. My husband taught there for a year at a secondary school teaching art, and then he got a college position with St. Lawrence College in Cornwall. That was when all the community colleges were beginning to open up, and they started in Ontario first, and gradually, as you know now, they've opened up quite a number of community colleges in the PC, but I think Ontario was first to start that. So when we stayed in Cornwall for a year and then we decided we'd like to go home to Scotland, so we did. And then we stayed in Scotland. My husband had various teaching jobs because it was difficult to get back in to teaching, you know, finding a job. But anyway, when we were living in the Western Highlands, and he was a teacher there, he was called by some school principal in Ontario who had heard about you know, how good he was at setting up art departments. And he asked us if we'd like to go to Timmins, Ontario to live, and we did. We sailed back across the Atlantic and landed in Timmins, Ontario in August of 73. And Timmins is a... and areas devoted largely to mining gold and copper. So we stayed there until my husband didn't really like the school there. It was very sort of high-powered stuff, like, you know, teachers were fairly ambitious and aggressive. He didn't like that kind of pace. So people whom we had come across in the boat with, that was a North Vancouver couple, and he was a teacher in North Vancouver. We kept in touch, and he sent us an ad to say there was a art teaching job in Hazelton. Mm-hmm. So we thought, you know, we didn't no idea where Hazelton was, but anyway, we decided this would be a good chance to make a move from Timmins and come out west, because we thought it would be nice to come out west, and that's what we did. We got on the plane in December and came across Canada and stayed with these friends over Christmas and got the train north to Hazelton. The train was a really bad winter that year. The train broke down about three times.
Really?
Yeah.
There was the CN or the BC Rail?
I didn't know really. No. I don't know anymore.
That was in
In 73. So we got here in the middle of the night in New Hazelton. We were met by the maintenance men from the school board, and they had their moving van and they took all our trunks and stuff. And Mr. Hetney, Al Hetney, who was the school principal at Hazelton Secondary School, he also met us and took us to his house for a meal, although it was extremely late at night, it seemed to me that way anyway. And then we were taken over to South Hazelton to a teacherage there, that's where we were going to live. However, we were not impressed with the teacherage. To us, it was like a shack. They were old mining homes, I guess you could call them, from Kitimat, you know. The school board had bought them.
Oh, yeah, and they moved them over there.
Anyway, it was a total disaster living there, because we had two tiny bedrooms and there were five of us. I think there was a shower and a toilet. I don't think there was any bath. So my husband complained to the school board, of course, because it was really totally what we were not used to. And apart from that, it was extremely cold. You know, our bed covers would stick to the wall. It was like frost sticking with your bed covers to the wall, because the room was so small, it was wall-to-wall bed. There wasn't room to smear a cat, actually. Awful. Anyhow, the school board moved us out and decided to paint it, fix the windows, replace glass that was missing, and we went and lived in the Grandview for a month. And then finally, we moved to Charlie Smith's house on Gitton Max Reserve. It's now the Gitton Max Band Council office.
Just up here.
On the hill.
Oh, yeah.
So we went and lived there for 4 years. And Charlie and his wife were very nice, very good landlords. Mm. Charlie used to come and cut the grass and chat and stuff like that. They were very nice to us.
And you had your children had come over. They weren't born here in Canada. They were born
in Scotland. Mm-hmm. So I think, you know, I can't remember quite what their ages were, but they went to John Fields. Well, we started off in South Hayston, so they went to South Hayston School, and then they came to John Field. And I think Fiona, who was the youngest, was in grade 3, and Lachlan, I think, was in grade 4. So I guess that made Callum in grade 5 or 6, I'm not quite sure.
So you had 3 children?
Yeah. Grown up now.
Mm. His must look pretty much the same as it does today when you first came here.
Not really. No. I would say it's changed considerably.
It has, even in that short amount of time.
Yeah, like in 13 years. Yeah, I would say it's changed a lot. It has. Either that, or I've maybe just got used to it.
It could be
that's true too. But no, there have been a few changes, and in the time we've lived here, I've seen a lot of changes in Old Hazleton. It's certainly been cleaned up a lot. And I think the revitalisation programme has certainly helped Hazleton, the village of Hazleton. And while we were here, they built the North West and National Exhibition Centre. My husband and I were part of that group that were, you know, trying to form that into something worthwhile, because he'd been into art, and you know, he was really interested in it. I think, well, there's been lots of changes as far as people are concerned too. There's been a lot of different people have left here or died here or whatever. And South Hazleton has improved also. There's been a lot of changes there too. A lot of new houses built. And now New Hazleton, of course, is progressing really well with a lot of commercial development. So I'd say it's moved a lot in the last few years. You know, it's been a lot of progress. It's good too.
Mm-hmm.
It's all positive progress.
Yeah, you can see that they're building now. Well, not here in Hazleton, but up in Newtown, they've got that kind of pizza place.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got a new motel going in over by,
mm-hmm.
well, when you first joined the town upstairs.
Right.
Yeah.
And then the shopping centre apparently is to start in October.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So there have been a few changes. And, I don't know, a lot of changes in in education too. I've seen a big difference. When I first came here, I subbed at South Hazelton, and Jack McFarlane, who was the DIA man here, what you call him, the district manager, Jack McFarlane, his wife Edna taught at John Field School. He phoned me one day and asked me if I'd be interested in teaching at Kispeox. I wasn't a qualified teacher, but I had done a year at college. And so I said, fine, yeah, because we were really short of money. We just arrived, more or less, and this was in March, I think. And I said, fine, great. And of course, I couldn't drive. I didn't know how to drive a car. Anyway, so at that time, we were still living in South Hazelton, because we didn't move here till about April or May. And so my husband used to put the children in school in the morning in South Town, and he used to drive me to Kispeox. And of course, there was no paved road in that day. And it was just murder. But anyway, he used to drive me to Kispeox every morning before he then went to school at Hazelton Secondary School. And of course, I was just here, and I was given the nursery and kindergarten class there.
In reserve.
Yeah, because we'd already lost two teachers, you know, just before January, I guess.
Two teachers?
Yeah, they had come and gone because they couldn't handle it.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, it was a miracle I could handle it. Anyway, I stayed there until, I guess, June. I got they sort of had me as a full-time sub there until June. And at that time, Isabel Wilson was my teacher's aide.
Mm-hmm.
So we worked the nursery and kindergarten together. And I think that she actually became a teacher or something eventually.
Yeah, I
do you know Isabel?
No, I don't know.
No. Anyway, she's one of Roy Wilson's kids.
Yes.
Anyhow, that was until June. And then I got a job at John Field School because I'd done that teaching. And there were, at that time, teachers were very difficult to get to come here. Like, nobody really wanted to come here. It was all us foreigners who wanted to come. people from Vancouver wouldn't touch the north with a barge pole, you know.
Yeah.
And so it was really difficult to get teachers, and they never really stayed too long either once they were here. But anyway, so I was given a kindergarten teaching job at John Field for a year on a letter of permission from the Ministry of Education. And at that time, Lynn Christian was the principal. Lynn Christian? He was the principal, and then his wife Penny was the school secretary. I'm trying to think who was all on the teaching staff. I'm sure Judy Luxton was there, and she's still there. Can't think of anyone else that is still there. Ted Minhas, he was there. He was the school librarian.
Yeah, in Jarfield?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
And Clara Simpson was his secretary. Anyway, it seemed to me that the children were extremely undisciplined, because here I come from Scotland, from this very rigid system, and come here, and it seemed like there was a total lack of discipline. But that has changed over the years, you know, things have changed, and children are much better. They've become, of course, their parents have been through the schools now, and then, you know, the parents are concerned that they should get a good education.
Yeah.
You know, so it's good, it's always being improved. Anyhow, after that, what did we do? And I didn't get another letter of permission to teach again, because then teachers were beginning to arrive. And jobs were not quite so, you know, easy to get. Teaching jobs, you know, people were coming to teach here our students who just graduated, younger ones. Anyway, so I went to, I think I got a job with the secondary school then, and then I also got involved with the Smithers Interior News as a news correspondent. Pay wasn't much, $50 a month.
Is there
not very much? Anyway, things got better.
I should hope so.
Yeah, that was in 76. But then it was just a little column, you know, a little social column. And I guess I subbed a lot at the high school, my husband teaching there. And what else happened? Got really involved in the community with the Chamber of Commerce and the Miss Hazleton contest for the Queen to go to the PNE. That's all finished now.
Yeah.
They lost their franchise this year because they couldn't get anyone to operate it.
Oh, yeah.
It's a shame, really.
Yeah, it is.
Because they'd had it for a long time.
That had all been established by the time you had gotten here then.
Yeah, I think Kasan had just started it. They started with their own princess. And then it was passed on to someone else in the community so that it could incorporate the whole of the Hazeltons and the Indian villages.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think, who was the first one? She was, you would know it because she was from Harrogate. She was killed in a car accident.
Donna.
Is
that
Kenny.
One? Oh, yeah.
She was one. She was one of the first Miss Hazeltons, or at that time, I think she was Miss Kasan because they had it then.
Uh-huh.
I'm sure that was the year I arrived, or the year after 74, perhaps. Yeah, and then there was that awful accident.
Yeah,
you remember that quite distinctly.
Yeah.
Were a lot of kids killed, about six or nine, I can't remember.
And you're all traveling in a van.
Yeah. That's one thing that's very noticeable about here, and it's something that I will remember this place for, is the number of accidents and death
amongst young
people.
Yeah.
You know, either suicides or drinking driving accidents. A lot of that in such a small area. It's a shame, really. I've seen a lot of young kids go that way.
The high school would probably look pretty much the same, and all the schools are all the same, like, you know.
Well, of course, New Hazleton Elementary School was built.
Mm-hmm. In that time you reviewed it?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
It was built. They did have a school there, but the school board decided to build a new one.
Oh, they decided.
And just this past year, they've done extensions and improvements to it. It looks not too bad at all. The high school still remains the same jumble of buildings.
Adding on new ones.
But hopefully they'll get a new one.
Yeah.
Maybe starting next year. Who knows? There's a possibility.
I was reading some of that in the newspaper that they might get it.
Yeah. It'd be nice if they did.
Yeah. That one has been here for ages.
Oh, I know. It's about 40 years old, I think.
Yeah. And they just keep adding on.
I know. Creating more confusion.
I know when I first went there, I was looking around for my classes.
Uh-huh.
I ended up way down the other end of school. And, oh, it's down there.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like amazing.
It is.
Mm-hmm. You were involved in some of the committees around here. Like, what did you, like, you involved in anything that got something started here?
I didn't personally initiate
any
committee, no. But I, the Chamber of Commerce at that time was called the New Hazleton and District Chamber of Commerce. It has now been changed last year to the Hazeltons and District Chamber of Commerce. That's been a change. But they did a lot of work, you know, towards helping the promotion of the Hazeltons and businesses in the Hazeltons. And now I think that they're taking a major part in the community as a driving force in the community, the Chamber of Commerce, which is good to see. Because at that time, when I first joined, which was probably 1977, it was mainly businessmen. But now that has sort of loosened up a bit and there's a bigger cross-section. Even the native people have become involved in it. The Indian villages send a representative. And, you know, they give their input too.
Yeah, you see the sign of that way, and then there's that little turn off up here towards Smithers, you know, with the signs there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's right. And of course, they were instrumental, along with the two towns, Hazelton and New Hazelton, in having that tourist information built, that log building on the intersection. And that has been a great boon for the area, getting tourists to stop and, you know, inquire what's around locally for fishing and, you know, local attractions and where to find accommodation.
While you work for the Interior News, maybe you can draw some story that of Hazelton before you came here? Did you come across that?
I guess one could dig up the archives and find something, you know. Because I understand they're all put on, all newspapers are put on, I think, are put in the archives, probably put on a microfilm. Or
a microfiche or something.
Yes, and all available there.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess I can cross out logging or sawmilling.
I was never into that, really. Actually, but I have seen a lot of it with my contact with the newspaper. Like, I've seen, I think I have a fairly good understanding of the, you know, how things are done in the tree planting and the logging and thinning and weeding and, you know, I've seen a lot of that. I've been out and, you know, with the forestry and with West Star, you know, because they always want a little bit of something in the newspaper. Very interesting, actually.
Really?
Logging.
Yeah.
You know anything about it yourself?
No, I really have worked in the mill and worked at Bell Pole when it was operating when I finished high school.
Yeah. But the whole of the wood industry is fascinating.
Yeah.
And now that they've built this new mill at West Star.
Yeah, down in Carnegie.
Great for the community.
Yeah, and they're even talking about putting a chipper mill in here.
That's right, in New Hazelton.
Hazelton's going to grow.
Yeah.
More.
No, it's good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it brings employment and brings other services into the area too. Mm-hmm.
I guess you never had no relatives that came over here from Scotland?
Just my mum. My mother came one summer and my husband's parents both came one summer.
Uh-huh.
And the summer they were here, they were able to watch a pole raising at Kisfiox.
Oh,
it's one of Walter Harris's family poles. And Iona Campanola was there. She was the MP for this area at that time, and she was on at the front helping to carry it. You know?
Oh, yeah.
It was actually quite exciting, and they were really impressed by that. It was gave them an opportunity to see something, you know, of the local native culture, you know, in actual living force.
Yeah.
Oh, it was good. They were very impressed. They came over, I think, in 82 and stayed a while, and my mother came over, and she really enjoyed it because she found people were very hospitable.
Oh, yeah.
And that's true of the Hazleton people. They're pretty kind.
But they didn't stay.
We are on our own.
Oh yeah, that's a long ways to be away from home.
It is.
Yeah.
And it's hard in a way. You know, initially when you first come, it's hard because you don't can't go to your mother's house for a cup of tea round the corner, kind of thing. No, it is difficult.
You enjoyed it,
Hazleton?
Yeah,
I have. It's a place that grows on you, really, you know. And I can fit in most places. And my children were here having their schooling, and my husband, of course. He died in September 84.
Mm-hmm. But you must have met quite a large number of the population that has lived here.
Mm-hmm. I have. Through the school and the newspaper, particularly the newspaper, because you were always out at a function or covering something, you know. So you saw a lot of history unfold before your eyes, really, when you think about it. You did.
Well, you covered some of the stuff that might happen. Like, I can't remember if it was. You came here and said, any flood or something like that. I got most of that from some of the other folks.
Yeah, like they were here at that time. I wasn't. No, I was trying to think if there was anything really major happened in the news.
There was a couple of derailments up here by Hazleton.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. There was one at Carnaby too.
Oh, was it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Remember, there was a large rock slide in the canyon just a couple of years ago.
Oh, yeah.
This enormous piece of rock. You know where it all falls down there, where it's all crumbly? In the canyon when you're on your road to Smithers.
Yeah, I know
that. Yeah. There was a policeman out there at the time, Fred Roach, and he was on the highway and suddenly he was aware of this enormous crash, and there was this, I mean, the stone had to be the size of this room.
Oh, that's pretty
big. It was huge. It's a wonder he wasn't killed. It didn't hit him, but I mean, I think it's shocked the living daylights out of them.
Yes, so it made quite a
and actually it did hold up traffic most of the day because they had to clear it away, plus
some
all the other debris that fell with it.
Uh-huh.
It was quite a sight actually to see that. I think that, you know, it was a miracle nobody was under it. But I think most of the things have been small events, but no real big disasters, thank goodness. As I say, probably I'm aware of a lot of death because of the amount of reporting you do on that. You know.
Alcohol or something.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And of course, the hospital was built while I was here, the new hospital.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the old hospital, all the. When they eventually decided to close it down, it had actually been condemned for 10 years previously.
Oh, yeah.
And when they closed it down, they auctioned off all the things inside, all the beds and the desks and everything inside, even the elevator.
Even the elevator.
John Cornelson, I don't know if you've heard of John Cornelson, but John Cornelson apparently bought the elevator. Because it was a huge old-fashioned thing, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it was a very old-fashioned hospital.
Yeah, it was. I remember seeing it. one of the sliding doors. And
yeah, right.
Made really lots of noise when he was going out. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So they had the auction out the back of the hospital. That was before they tore it down. And then eventually when they did tear it down, there were all kinds of materials available for people.
Mm-hmm.
We got, at that time, we just bought this old house in New Hazleton. It used to be the church manse for the United Church, and then eventually used it as a small church for the New Hazleton people.
Oh, yeah.
And the front porch had no windows in it.
Mm-hmm.
So we bought hospital windows.
Oh, you bought hospital windows.
Yeah. And I think actually one of them has a little, actually written on it, Ward 7 or something,
oh, yeah.
up in the corner. But it was a nice way to get, and doorknobs and things, all that kind of stuff people bought.
Yeah.
You know, as partly as souvenirs and partly as practical things to use at home. Yeah, that was quite a big day, I guess, the auction.
That was at your home in the one you were... Oh, you're not selling it. Well, it...
No, but it was an old house. It was built in the 1940s,
oh, yeah.
the early 1940s,
mm-hmm.
by Mr. Benson. I remember his first name, Stan Benson.
Oh, this guy here, Harry Williamson.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Him and, Stan Benson and Harry Williamson came from... What sort of entertainment had there? Well, there had been the theater and the
mm-hmm.
TV and radio. Like any sports or something like that?
Yeah. I was involved with personally?
Yeah.
Not really. No. Too old.
Oh, yeah.
I did go skiing, I must say. I did go skiing. My husband was very keen on skiing. He wanted all the children to get involved. And of course, this was in the early days before... the Smithers complex was totally developed.
Uh-huh.
You know, now they have a beautiful ski lodge and all that. But at that time, it was still in its infancy.
Yeah.
And it seemed like you had to drive forever to get to the top of this place to start skiing. But people did it.
Mm-hmm.
But you used to have to leave early morning to, you know, get there in lots of time. However, he was keen to get the children involved in skiing, but I would never took to it properly. I could never get over the length of these things on your feet or the weight of the boots.
Yeah.
But it was beautiful up there.
Mm-hmm.
And there weren't, in these days, there weren't a great deal of people went skiing. And I think they just had a tea bar at that time. They didn't have anything fancy like the chairlift or anything that they have now. Nor was it so developed as it is now. But skiing, that was about the only sport, because it was still in the... When we came here first, people were still doing a lot of entertaining at home.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and they would have you down for a drink, or they would have a party, or whatever. And we became friendly with a lot of the business people in town for some reason or other, rather than the teachers. But we were good friends of the manager of the bay. He was a Scots fellow. He'd come to Canada when he was 17 and had worked for the bay up in the Northwest Territories. And he came from Smithers to here, in McGregor's. And being Scottish ourselves, we were really, had a lot in common.
Mm-hmm.
So we started to have... Burns Night.
Oh yeah, what is Burns Night?
You know, you've heard of Robbie Burns, the poet?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Okay, so on his birthday on January 25th, you have this Burns Night. You have haggis and Scottish dancing and stuff like that. Wear the kilt, because my husband loved to wear his kilt. So I remember one year, because people were beginning to hear about this Burns Night thing, because
mm-hmm.
it was a lot of fun, just nonsense too. But anyway, we always somehow managed to get a haggis, because the bay manager was able to get one sent in from down from Vancouver.
Now, what's a haggis?
A haggis is... well, first of all, it's a sheep's stomach.
Oh, yeah.
And it, you fill it with oatmeal and onions and liver, and it's all chopped up into a sort of sausage stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And but there was a poem written by Robbie Burns to the haggis.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, on Robbie Burns' night, when you have the haggis with mashed potatoes and turnip,
mm-hmm.
The haggis is, if you were in Scotland, or if you had a piper here, to pipe it in with bagpipes,
oh,
it's
yeah.
carried in. But my husband used to like to read this poem to the haggis before finally you kill it with a Scottish dirk dagger.
Oh, yeah.
That's what, you know, it's just, but it's very nice. And but I remember on one occasion we had it down in the McGregor's house, which is the house behind the bay,
mm-hmm.
where the manager lives today. And we had different people coming, not just Scottish people, but everybody had to wear something Scottish, a tartan tie or something. And we even made a kilt for Kurt Biertema.
Oh, yeah.
No, Kurt. We had this length of tartan or something, I don't know what it was. It was a plaid of some kind, so we made this kilt for him. And the Websters were there, Isabel and Harry Webster.
Yeah, yeah.
Isabel died, of course, two or three years ago. And, but Harry himself is from Scotland, Harry Webster. He was born in Perth in Scotland. He came over here just as a young little boy, I guess. But he was a Scottish connection. But anyway, we used to have a lot of fun on that kind of thing. Yeah. We sort of made our own entertainment at people's houses,
uh-huh.
still in
yeah.
that time, because there were no videos and
yeah.
stuff then.
Yeah.
I would go to the show occasionally, but we were never really great theatre goers. But I think that's how we had our fun, really.
Mm-hmm.
Getting together, playing cards and stuff like that.
Did you take in the rodeo?
When I came here first, we took the children, yes.
Uh-huh.
But after that, I just went for the newspaper on my own,
okay.
just to cover it.
Uh-huh.
But it's just a vague memory, the rodeo, when we first went.
Mm-hmm.
I seem to remember standing at the fences with the kids and stuff, but I don't really recall too much about it, except for the horses and things like that. And we only went in one time. And but then I've covered it since for the newspaper. Actually, it's a very nice day now to go there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it has improved and quietened down a lot. I remember my son once went there. Well, they used to go there as teenagers, you
yeah.
know, rodeo weekend.
Yeah.
It was a big thing. And it was just before his birthday, because his birthday is on June 7th. And I think the rodeo was always around the 1st or 2nd
yeah.
of June.
Yeah.
Well, he went out there, they were staying overnight camping, and he and Lino Cuglietta, if you remember him,
yeah. mm-hmm.
got into a wrestling match and Callum got his leg broken. So he was still determined to, like it was his 19th birthday.
Oh, yeah. I'm
gonna wait. Because he wanted to, you know, go to a pub
oh, yeah.
legally. He had to go with this plaster cast on his leg
oh,
for his first visit to the pub. Yeah, so it was actually quite wild in these days.
Yeah.
You know, a few years back,
mm-hmm.
there were lots of fights and things.
Yeah.
People getting drunk and stuff. But it's very closely monitored now by the
yeah,
police.
Yeah, the police are
mm-hmm.
at roadblocks up
mm-hmm.
there, one
yeah.
year and then about three or more.
That's right.
There.
Yeah, so it, these sort of things, you know, Hazleton in that sense has calmed down and
mm-hmm.
and coming more civilized.
Assuring.
Oh dear. Uh-huh. Yeah, it's been a good place to live, I must say.
Yeah.
It's hard to bring up youngsters here because there's not too much for them to do.
Yeah, there still isn't that much here.
Not
there?
Really. They could do with having a rec centre or something,
yeah.
a recreation centre.
They've got one
centre.
Still here up
mm-hmm. Yeah, a drop-in, but I mean a big affair where
yeah.
they could have you know, indoor sports and
uh-huh.
dances and stuff
yeah.
that could be supervised and, you know, some place to let their hair down and get rid of their energy
mm-hmm.
without getting into trouble. Maybe they'll get that next.
Mm-hmm. you never tried any like fishing over here, and I have any story from maybe when you tried fishing sometime here?
I've only tried fishing 2 or 3 times.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, when I was cleaning out the other day, I came across my fishing license, which was from March 1983, I think. But actually, no, I haven't done anything, any big fishing events. Most of my time has been spent working or on various committees in the town, I guess. Just doing community work. I was a member of the Rebecca Lodge. Got involved in that.
What exactly do they do?
What, the Rebecca Lodges? They do a lot of community work, raise money, and have a sort of fraternity for, you know, they address each other as sister.
Oh, yeah.
It's a sort of sisterhood attached to the Odd Fellows, which started, I think, in England originally and went to the States and Canada.
Uh-huh.
Now has the Rebecca Lodges. And at that time there was one in Smithers too, but however the one in Smithers folded and quite a number of the Smithers ladies joined the Hazleton one.
Mm-hmm.
But it has seen a lot of changes too, because a lot of the older people who were involved in that, like Hazel Spooner and her name escapes me right now, where three of the ladies died, you know, within not very long space of each other, and they were, you know, sort of the backbone of the lodge.
Mm-hmm.
It was Hazel Spooner, Mabel Lassam, and Ingrid's last name, that's bad. And then Isabel Webster, she was a real driving force in the Temleham Rebecca Lodge. When she died too, it was a big loss to the community as well as to different organisations. But I don't need to go too often now to that. Dying. And of course I'm leaving anyway. No, I don't know if I've done anything. Not into sports fishing and stuff like that.
Any
really.
Holiday and just like come on a trip up here someplace? You can look at maybe Silver Standard Mine or Red Wolf Mine up here.
I've been there.
Mm.
We went there one day. Up to the Red Rose Mine.
Uh-huh.
To that deserted village, the mining town.
Uh-huh.
Very interesting. We walked. I think we took our cars so far to the bottom of the, just behind Kitsagukla, I guess.
Uh-huh.
And walked the whole way up with the kids.
Just a day's walking then?
Yeah, we walked. Yeah.
Yeah.
We got back. Of course it was evening by the time we got back. It was really interesting. Yes, because it's so far away, it's totally remote.
Yeah.
Strange life in there, the people. Think about it.
Mm-hmm.
You're trying to get back and forward and get supplies and live there in isolation. No, I imagine
riding.
They must have just used horses.
Horses and riding.
Yeah.
Put her in the back and walked in there by himself.
Actually, it would make an excellent tourist attraction if they could organize trips up there somehow.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how much of it is left now, because that was good 12 years ago probably.
When
we went. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what's left now, because a lot of it have been, you know,
getting old and work.
Yeah, plus
weather.
You know, people looking for souvenirs.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of that have been taken away.
Well,
I can't really think what else to tell you.
Just like, some of that stuff is pretty good there. At least you got it in there.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's very nice.
Because, sometimes
Well, I'm a more modern edition of what you're looking for,
yeah.
I think, because, you know, having been here in the 13 years, but there have been changes, and a lot of the older people have, you know, have passed away.
Or left.
Yeah. Most of the older ones who stayed here did stay and have just passed on, really, you know. But it's been interesting to be part of the growth here, because you feel that you have, you know, contributed to the growth of the place. Anyone who lives here has to, you know, unless they're a vegetable. But, you know, I have enjoyed the Hazeltons. Yeah. Anyway, well, thanks a lot. I enjoyed talking to you. I'm sure you'll do well with all your...